You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
We got the governor coming up, and I know you just heard from him, but this is important. This data center discussion has become one of the most heated in the country. I want to play some clips about data centers that Patrick pulled in the last 24 hours. Listen to this hysteria. Listen.
We do not want a data center in this county. Do you understand?
We do not consent.
We need clarity, and we need it now.
We had a clip from the governor, too, right? I know we did. All right, play it, please. Fascinating stuff.
In Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro had promoted data center investments just last year. Now he's imposing new restrictions on them.
You don't want these irresponsible, burdensome, reckless AI data centers in your community. And I want you to know, I hear you.
Oh, Governor, I confess I was surprised because previously you've been very bullish on data center development. You helped secure a $20 billion investment from Amazon. You helped get support from the local communities, just to call back to what you just said. And in your own words, you said it would ensure the future of AI runs right through Pennsylvania. So what prompted that 180?
You know, I listened. Candidly, I showed up in communities and heard the concerns of neighbors.
There you go. It's bizarre to me. Not what he's doing. It's bizarre to me how this has become this black shadow over this scourge, this horrible monster that's going to ruin communities. I don't know, man. I mean, using one town as an example, one project. This Homer City thing, man. I mean, come on, man. Have you been sitting there? Huh? Come on, man. It was a graveyard. I mean, the longer you wait, the longer it takes. Huh? Honestly. I mean, $10 billion, the Meta project, the Shippensburg deal? I don't know, man. Tens of millions in tax revenue? Diane Powell McCormick's wife, the senator's wife, she's a badass at Meta. Paid workforce training? Guaranteed jobs? I don't know, man. I can see if some scoundrel tries to sleaze in and put up a grimy data center. Hey, Patrick's my man. He knows this stuff. Are there bad data centers? I haven't heard that. I don't see it. What would that entail to you, sir?
There were some that were not up front with some of the impact of their data centers.
What's the impact?
They were just trying to... Well, some of them did not have plans for generating their own power. They were going to suck off the power grid.
Yeah, but none of it's happened. None of it's happened.
No.
Someone said they're loud. Okay. Come on, what are we doing, man?
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Patrick.
If they're loud in the middle of nowhere and no one hears them, then who cares if it's loud?
The tree falls in the woods. You hear the tree? Come on, man. What are we doing here, man?
Exactly. Yep. It's just the latest thing to be, you know, against in some of these communities where they're getting flooded with misinformation and fears about it's gonna run everyone's electric rates up. It's gonna use all the water and run your water rates up. All those things. And that's the fears that the protesters
are. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna grab the governor as soon as we get back.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're talking about the measles vaccine or data centers, the people that irritate me are the people that believe the moon's made of cheese. Those people. Those people that are now losing their minds. Listen to this guy over data centers. Listen to this guy. Listen.
We do not want a data center in this county.
We need clarity, and we need it now.
What's wrong with these people? No, really. They're scary, man. I'm a jobs guy, man. One of my boys is kind of right in the middle of this, and he literally said to me, Marty, we need 10,000 electricians. He said, Marty, you know what they pay? He said, 150,000 and up. He said, there'll be electricians making 250 grand. I'm like, bring it, brother. And right in the middle of this crazy crossfire is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, juggling knives again. How are you, sir?
Hey, Marty. Good afternoon. I'm doing okay. I just left a very, very tough press conference at a hospital in Lancaster talking about the measles outbreak. So I know you want to talk about data centers, and I'm happy to, but it's a tough moment right now in our Commonwealth on this issue.
Well, I listened to the whole thing, and I want to get right to that first. You mentioned something so significant. The vaccination rate in Lancaster County is 87%. 95% is the immunity number. What's wrong with people? What are they thinking, sir, when they don't get vaccinated, and why the hell would they risk their lives?
Yeah, I mean, let's start at the beginning here. I mean, I think for a lot of folks, measles is not something that they've kind of thought a lot about, because really for the last damn near, you know, half century, more than quarter century, it's not been an issue we've had to grapple with. And in fact, these two deaths we announced today, it's the first time since the 1990s
right,
we've lost Pennsylvania. Look, if someone walks into a room with 100 people and that person walks in with measles and the 100 people in the room are unvaccinated, 90 of those people are walking out with measles. That's how unbelievably contagious this is.
Right.
But if that same person with measles walks into a room and all 100 people in that room are vaccinated, the only person walking out with measles is the guy who walked in with it. Why do I share that with you? Because it is incredibly contagious. And the way you protect yourself from that is to be vaccinated. To your point about vaccination rate, you know, scientists and medical experts say that the rate you want to get to is about 95% community vaccinated to protect everybody, because there's some people, really young kids or people with certain immunocompromised, you know, situations that can't get it. So we sort of get the vaccine to protect ourselves and protect others, and it works. And so today we not only shared this really sobering and scary information, we also did share something that's more hopeful and optimistic, and that is that we're seeing a dramatic rise now in the number of people getting vaccinated. Typically, it's about 25,000 people a month. The number of the last couple months has jumped to 35,000. So people are seeing what's happening and are beginning to get vaccinated. But we've got years and years here of misinformation being spewed out there that have caused a lot of people to not vaccinate their kids. And look, I'm going to say, you're a dad, I'm a dad. I mean, I think I know you well enough to say we probably both have the exact same goals with our kids, which is to protect them at all costs, right? That's your instinct as a parent. And so to protect my kids, I got them vaccinated. But more importantly, I want every parent to be able to get all the information, right, from any source, online or elsewhere, but then be able to go to a trusted medical expert to be able to process that information so you can best decide how to protect your kids. And that's really what we're grappling with right now, is arming parents with actual concrete information from actual medical experts to protect their kids. Because for too long, parents haven't, you know, had access to that. And they've been in a position where it's been harder to protect their kids. And we're seeing the effect of that now.
To become political, sir, it irritates me. Outside of Allegheny County, the lowest rates, Butler County, Westmoreland County, sir, I can go on and on. They're all Trump country. Blame it on who you want, sir, but they're all vaccine haters, and now they're jeopardizing safety. It's the truth.
Well, look, here's what I'd say. 28 different counties have been impacted by measles, meaning we've got cases in 28 different counties.
That's right.
And this measles virus, it doesn't give a darn where the county lines are.
No, sir.
And you know what? I'll tell you something else, Marty. It doesn't really care what religion you are. It doesn't really care what, you know, who you voted for in the last presidential race. It's going to get you if you're unvaccinated. And so what my hope is that parents will do their best to gather information and take that information to a trusted medical expert and then go to a local hospital, go to one of our Department of Health clinics and get their kids vaccinated to protect them and protect the people that they love.
Governor, I got to ask you about this. Using one data center deal, ship and support, $1 billion community fund, guaranteed workforce training, thousands of jobs. Why is this a bad deal, sir? And is it a bad deal, sir? And is the message you're sending is that it is a bad deal, sir?
Yeah, I respectfully, don't put words in my mouth. I did not say it was a bad deal. Here is what I'm saying, though. Pennsylvania is open for business, but it is not open for business at the expense of everyday Pennsylvanians. And so generically, I'm not speaking about that project.
Of course not.
Specifically,
yes, sir.
I made very clear that if you want to do business in Pennsylvania, you've now got to follow these strict standards. You've got to generate and pay for your own energy because local homeowners shouldn't be saddled with higher costs. You got to hire local. You got to have a community that support, you know, of the local township or, you know, borough board or what have you. And you got to protect our air and water. This is all common sense. And responsible developers are able to meet those standards. What I'm really trying to do is get rid of those speculators who are wreaking havoc on our communities, who are never going to build their projects, but are really stirring up a lot of animosity, a lot of anxiety and worry. Let me give you some data because you mentioned one particular project.
Shippensport.
There are about 100 projects right now that are proposed across Pennsylvania. Why do I say about? Because a bunch of them haven't even approached the state to formally tell us about the project. But of those 100 projects, about 90 of them are totally speculative. Like, they don't have energy. They don't have an end user. They actually aren't working with the local community effectively. They don't have an agreement with local labor to do this work. Those are projects that are never going to be built. And by the way, projects we don't want in our community. We want to make sure that people who are being responsible, people who are investing in the community and earn the community support, people who are generating more power for our grid, something we need, people who are protecting our air and water, that they adhere to strict requirements and then work with the community and work with the Commonwealth to do their business here. And I will just tell you, what I signed in this executive order was common sense. It's been endorsed just today or yesterday by the National Association of Building Trades. These are the guys who go out and build this. Local governments are appreciative and endorsing this, Democrats and Republicans.
Governor, are you disappointed with the narrative that you flip-flop, sir, in the Wall Street Journal, in the Post-Gazette? Are you disappointed, sir? Is that fair?
I get that political opponents are going to say whatever they're going to say, but here's what I did do, Marty. I listened. I spent time in places like Archbald up in northeastern Pennsylvania where a developer is wreaking havoc on a community. I've spent time listening to neighbors across Pennsylvania who are just saying, we want some control over the kind of neighborhoods we want to raise our kids in. Yes, we're interested in the jobs. And yes, we're interested in the investment in our communities. That has to be done the right way. Part of the job of being governor is listening, Marty, of hearing the concerns of people, of making sure that the policies I put forth reflect the will of the community. And so I'm not going to apologize for listening. I'm not going to apologize for taking into account where people are. And I think where we ended up with is responsible and the kind of thing that has brought a whole lot of Democrats and Republicans together, a lot of outside organizations together to say, you know what, these are good, smart standards. And the folks who are doing this responsibly, they're going to meet those standards.
Do you still see great opportunities, sir?
The folks who can't do it responsibly won't do their business here.
Do you still see great opportunities, sir?
I do see promise and possibility here in Pennsylvania. It's just got to be done the right way, and it's got to be done, by following grid. I will just tell you anecdotally, I've heard from a number of developers and tech companies and labor unions and community leaders, the kind of folks who are sort of on the front lines of this, people who are Democrats and Republicans who have said, hey, Gov, that's actually really smart. We've got, too many other people making knee-jerk reactions. This is a smart approach. And I've heard from a number of governors across the country, Democrat and Republicans, who are anxious to talk to my staff and me about how they can adopt similar, standards in their respective states.
Hey, Governor, before you go, I got to ask you, these two deaths today from measles, Amish community, sir?
So listen, our laws and also just personal privacy allow me to say who the two individuals are who died. But let me try and answer your question more broadly, because I get why you're asking
that's
a fair question. What I can tell you is the problems we are facing today with illness, and we've had about 400 cases, a little bit under 400 cases across 28 different counties, they are not limited to one particular religious community, one particular type of, community that, has a certain political viewpoint, rural, urban, suburban. It's all across Pennsylvania. So I don't think it would be fair, and I'm not accusing you of this. You're asking a fair question. I don't think it would be fair to say this is a problem just in one community or one particular political belief. This is a problem throughout Pennsylvania, and it's something we got to get a handle on. And the best way to do that is to take in all the information, speak to a medical expert, and receive a vaccine that is totally effective.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your time, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Big stuff. All these anti-vaxxers sending me this crap narrative they found somewhere in Liesville on the internet. I'm not buying it. Look, you don't want to get your kids vaccinated. You don't want to get vaccinated. It's on you, man. Just stay the hell away from me and my kids. Goofballs. We have two dead people, and now we're like, these vaccines are worthless. Okay. It's on you, man. Oh, it's so disheartening. I have learned over the years, though, you know, you're talking to a wall. I mean, these people, they dig in. And it annoys me. The moon is made of cheese. Okay, that's fine. Good for you. The earth is flat. All right. Honestly, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time trying to convince you of the truth. Said Esquire article, Pittsburgh's wonderful and perfect. Okay. What am I supposed to do? Yes, it's Disney. But you know, Disney sucks too. Okay. Just trying to keep it real, man. You don't want to get vaccinated, knock yourself out. When I got cancer, I really was unaware of the HPV virus. I had no idea. 100+ million people have this virus. You get 100 different ways: kissing, saliva, whatever, sex. Seriously, 100 million have the virus. In a small percentage, get cancer, but they die. People die from this stuff, this HPV related cancer. Okay. I find this out. That's why I got cancer. From a virus, from having sex over the years. That's just the truth. I get treated too late to save me from this. With this, they have a vaccine, which is a miracle. We go on a mission. We educate. Well, our videos while I was sick reached 40 million people, but 25,000 people got vaccinated with this HPV vaccine. Their kids will not get cervical cancer. The boys won't get. The girls are getting it now more than the boys, if you want to know the truth. The boys won't get throat and neck cancer, which I had. But then there's this, and you heard one of the docs this morning mention this. There was this narrative that if you get your kid, you're supposed to get him vaccinated when like 12. But if you do that, you're basically saying my kid's promiscuous sexually and not doing that. I'm not sending that message out that my daughter has sex at 11. My son has sex at 11. It's not true. You're protecting them from cancer. But that argument went up and down the line. It still does. Oh, HPV, your kid's a hoe. No, really. This is the crap you hear. Patrick, you know this, right? Right?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous argument. They're saying that it was encouraging sexual activity of children. The vaccine is recommended at age 11 or 12 to prevent future cervical cancer. And then we've learned beyond that now, the head, neck, throat cancer for boys.
Yeah, it's true.
So
you got your son vaccinated.
Yeah, I got vaccinated too because I did it before the cutoff. Learning about your cancer.
The cutoff is now 46. We didn't really know how.
46 years old is the cutoff.
We didn't know the volatility of this and how many people had the virus and all the cases of cancer till I got sick. And it was an epiphany. And quite frankly, we helped a lot of folks. But, yep. Patrick, we heard from the moms. My daughter's not a hoe. Okay. This has nothing to do with that. Patrick, you're protecting your kids, are you not?
You're protecting them for in the future,
right?
From when they do become adults and become sexually active, and it's not encouraging anything at an early age. No,
I was shocked.
That's just the horrible misnomer.
Like 130 million people have the virus. That doesn't mean they're all promiscuous. It's just that way. And so the same crap on and on and on with measles and everything else. And so people dig in.
I pulled the child vaccination rates. I pulled them for our metro counties.
Nice. Go ahead. Oh, wow.
Here it is.
Wow. Great work. Go through these.
I mean, look, I'm actually surprised some of these are as low as they are. The lowest in the area is Beaver, 91.4%. Allegheny,
93.1%. Huh.
Washington County is actually the highest vaccinated county in the area.
And the number that they want you to hit is 95%, right?
Yes. Yeah. 95. I mean, above 93 is good, but you know, more leads to the herd immunity.
I love it. Wow. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Zoe, please play me that clip from the sheriff, Kevin Krause.
A staffing dispute is unfolding over who guards Allegheny County jail inmates when they're hospitalized. Sheriff Kevin Krause has pulled his deputies from those assignments, citing budget and officer safety concerns over a new family notification policy. Krause says he's working with the county to resolve the issue.
We're taking the approach for a solution-based outcome here, is what we're trying to do. And I'm hopeful we can come to that. At the end of the day, I cannot put my deputies at risk. It's my job to assess risk, mitigate risk, and look out for the personal safety of my employees.
Krause says corrections officers are now responsible for guarding hospitalized inmates.
I love my man Krause. I've known him for 25 years. I just spoke to him about this last night for a long time. Here's the deal. This comes down to a couple things. First of all, both the corrections officers, they call them COs, and the deputies have a very difficult, rather dangerous job in this precarious situation. They have to take these criminals to the hospital. And see, I agree with both ends of this. I agree with the COs and Krause. So they have this policy now. So let's say your son is sick and he's in jail for a homicide. They call mom and say, hey, Johnny's at UPMC Presby. That's fine if you're mom, right? But if I'm a cop and I'm protecting this idiot, I'm thinking mom's coming in blazing. Someone's going to get hurt. Seriously. Krause is right, man. Hey, this whole, we got to notify mom when Johnny's in the adult hospital. Okay. You suffer the consequences then. Because you know it's going to happen. And by the way, I know a bunch of nurses and doctors. These people scare the crap out of them. They bring in all these insane criminals. Both insane and criminals into the hospital. And the deputies have always been there, and the COs have always been there. Now, Krause said, to hell with it. I'm not sending my deputies. Now, there's other reasons, too. And it's money. The county's getting squeezed. Insane pension issues. Insane budgetary issues, as you know. And Krause is looking at the highest overtime he's ever seen for those jail guards. The CO sitting there, and for his deputy sitting there. The COs aren't his issue. The deputies are his, and it's a money issue. And Inamorato is telling him, my man, too much overtime for those guys sitting there. Krause is like, okay, I won't send them. And here we are. Now, two other issues. Number one, being a CO, a corrections officer, in that jail is a descent into the seventh level of hell every day. It's insane work. And let me just read you the union president, who has been very helpful. He worked a 17-hour shift yesterday. Huh? 17 hours, man. 17. No one does that. And then he's going to sleep 4 hours and go back. So he's now sending, he sent me this note, 20 job cuts, first shift, 13 hospital details. He said they had an officer assaulted at the hospital Sunday. This is bad, man. And I know you don't give a damn about the people in jail. Most people don't. But I care a lot about the people in the hospital. The employees who were scared to death, and why wouldn't they be? And the COs who are 17 hours and they get punished if they fall asleep. Come on, man. Folks, in this case, the crap is at the fan. And I know you don't care about the jail, but this is about a lot more than that. Wow. Before we go, wow. Dolly Parton just died. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Breaking news. What a wonderful, wonderful woman. Dolly Parton just passed. All right, you'll hear more of that in the news.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.